Thank you to everyone who supports the show and all the shows in the Major Spoilers Podcast Network. This week we send out thanks to Mark Brunston, who changed their pledge from monthly to yearly and saved money in the process, all while supporting what we do here at Major Spoilers. So not only does Mark unlock a bunch of other goodies at this pledge level and saves some money, he gets a shout out on the show, and we want to give you a shout out on the show as well. All you need to do is join us at patreon.com/majorspoilers. So this week in the show, we are taking a look at Cells at Work because Rodrigo demanded it.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
And I will tell you, Rodrigo, going into this, I knew kind of what to expect, but I did not expect that this would be both scientifically accurate and totally bonkers at the same time.
Yeah, that's probably a good way to define or to encapsulate Cells at Work. It is very loyal to the actual biological processes, and also sort of anthropomorphizes them, which then makes it extremely weird, right? To make characters that are doing these things, it's super weird.
Yeah. So give us a rundown of what give us a rundown of what Cells at Work is all about.
So Cells at Work is a comic from Japan about the inner workings of the human body. And we see that through really our protagonist, who is a red blood cell, usually just referred to as red blood cell. Early on comes across some pathogens, and then meets sort of our other pseudo protagonist and maybe love interest, although they don't really push that too hard.
It's really weird.
Yeah. White blood cell. I really like white blood cell because it, in a great example of universe expansion dissonance, right? Like, white blood cell is like completely white. Its face, its like clothes, its hat, everything is just like absolutely 100% white. Everybody else seems to just be normal people colors, but for some reason the white blood cells are like these like incredibly pale characters. Anyway, and then yeah, you just see all of the misadventures that a red blood cell can get into in the body, basically, and all the while getting really actually pretty good explanations of what these processes actually are and how they work.
Yeah. So I forget what the first, is it a virus?
Yeah. It's a bacteria.
Yeah. Bacteria like that's invading into the body. And, and she's this like newbie red blood cell. Oh, it's my first day as a red blood cell. And she's trying to find her way around the system, 'cause she's trying to deliver CO2 to the lungs so that they can be expelled. And, you know, this bacteria shows up and she's like, ah, and Tisa, white blood cell just comes in and is like, kill it, kill it, kill it. And it's like,
oh, yeah,
everything you think of in a, over the top manga comic where there's knives and slashing and killing of monsters, that happens in this book. And so it's at the, on the one hand, it's this really kind of cute, anthropomorphized scientific journey of your fluids in your body, and on the other hand, it is just like, kill the monsters, kill the monsters. There's a bit where, what is it, a cold virus or something comes in, and so everybody's turning to zombies in the book.
The flu,
and it's just like turns into a total zombie horror story. And then you have these other things. What are they? The T cells that come in and they're just like, kill, 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 kill.
They're the bros. They're like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have cute little platelet that's running around. I think the platelets are so cute and scary at the same time.
It's crazy how the thing that I love about this is this, in a lot of ways, is kind of almost, I don't want to say boilerplate, but it's almost like this is the structure of the way we do our stories. This is like a manga protagonist going off, having her adventures, meeting all these people. This is like, what can we take that structure and play with within the margins of this is how this story is going to go? And it ends up being, as Rodrigo said, there's a lot of actually really good scientific material in here.
Where yeah, they, like, they oh go into God, that.
That is true.
Yeah, no, they go into it really cool. So much so that, and I forget which virus or bacteria that's invading, all the red blood cells are like, no, turn around, run, run, run. And then they can't get back through the gate because the valve is a one-way valve. And they turn it into like this subway gate that doesn't go backwards. And it's just like so cleverly well done in explaining how the body works. I mean, it's accurate in how white blood cells and everything do stuff, but it's not like here's the circulatory system and here's how you go through this.
So that's the thing, right? It's like what cells at work is very, what, you know, really, what Akane Shimizu is really good at doing is finding the story in these processes, right? It's like, white blood cells kill pathogens, right? It's like, okay, that's a story beat there. Some blood vessels only go one way, or you know, most blood vessels only go one way, and it's like, okay, that's a story there too.
What
do red blood cells do? What do killer T cells do? What do the neutrophages do, or whatever? Yeah. And it's just a very good way of finding all the stuff that makes for a good story and getting rid of the rest. Like, for example, I mean, there's lots of things that this story ignores, right? It's not completely 100% scientifically accurate, obviously. But for example, cells don't live very long, right? So it's like these cells keep having adventures. And it's like, well, if you were like being completely scientifically accurate, these guys would be dead already, right?
But on the other hand,
there's also the theory that like everything that happens in cells at work happens over the entire show happens like over the course of like one day.
Yeah. But you know, there's like also stuff that they can be like, yeah, scientifically accurate, like white blood cells don't just stay in your blood vessels. They can go through the walls and go to other parts. And so, you know, here's red blood cell that's like, and then all of a sudden through the wall comes white blood cell. Kill it. Stab it with a knife. And it's just
he
like,
can pass through cell. Yeah.
It is just so insane top to bottom.
I really love the moment where she's talking to white blood cell and he's lying in an injured portion of the body. And he's like, I can't move. We are used to plug up the hole. I'm like, oh God, he's a scab now.
Yeah.
How long do we stay like this? But it's the little details that really bring out the joy of this. Cause at one point they're explaining how red blood cells jacket is reversible. So that when she's going to somewhere, she has a red jacket and she can flip it around when she's leaving and trying to go and get more oxygen. And I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's really cool in this black and white manga comic.
Yeah, that's kind of an issue. But here's the thing. Cells at Work is now also an anime.
Yeah.
And you can watch it. I think I watched it on Netflix. I don't know where it's on now. The English dub, which is what I watched, is pretty good. I was pretty happy with it. Nowadays, you know, it used to be like this whole thing where like, oh, well, this dubs aren't that good or whatever, but they've gotten it down. It's pretty good. So let's see. Anime stream.
Yeah, I might have to see if I can get the youngest, the sidekick hook on this, or at least checking it out. I think my wife will appreciate it a heck of a lot more than that Axe Face anime or whatever it is. She can't stand that.
Oh, like, Chainsaw Man?
Yeah, Chainsaw Man, yeah. He's kind of into that, and she's like, no, that's gross. So I bet if I said, here's something you could both like, anime and science, I bet they would like that a lot.
Yeah, South at Work is really funny and really cute, definitely. Yeah.
I like Macrophage, who is the princess or the magical dream girl.
She's like a nurse, like a nursemaid kind of a thing. And later on in the book, you find out that it's because macrophages help to nurture young red and white blood cells in the bone marrow. Right. So it's like,
she's a nurse.
Again, this is like a reveal, but also this is just a scientific fact that you can look up. Right. There's a thing, again, not in this volume, but later on, that is like, there's another immunocell, right? Because as you might find out from reading this, There are like 100 or like 1,000 different kinds of immune systems in your body. And there's a cell and it's like doing weird stuff. And it's like, oh, it's going to transform into something else. What will it turn into? And like, you can look at literally just look it up. Like these are like the big, some of the big mysteries in the book are really more like, how is the writer going to express this rather than what's actually going to happen? Because you can look up what happens when you scrape your leg, but that's not the scary part. The scary part is how this is going to be expressed with like pathogens getting into your body, and how the, you know, are the platelets going to be able to cover it up? Is an infection going to take hold? That's like the drama of Cells at Work.
I'm kind of split between what monster of the week I like the most in here. I like the influenza thing where it's a zombie thing, but I'm also kind of a big fan of the big, dumb, goopy hay fever, or the
cedar pollen guys
that come in. It's just like, I kind of like those guys too. Matthew, did you have a favorite monster? I mean, we are the ones that attack at the beginning in the first issue.
Yeah, the pneumococcus are scary. I don't know. I am a huge fan of a stupid movie called Osmosis Jones.
Well, and so, I wanted to bring that up in a little bit.
But I believe that this is taking place in Bill Murray's body. So for me, the ones in the third part where the zombies come in and I'm just like, yep, get your proton pack.
Right.
Are really my favorite, because you're sitting here and it's like, okay, they're going to tell a zombie story. And they kind of do. But also it's something, I don't want to say unique, because we've seen people take unusual places and do this, but this is really ingenious to take and graft that together with something where you're like, hey, this story is actually being defined by the biological process. And so we're telling this story, but we're also telling it within that framework. And I just, it's like a sonnet to me.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can be like, there was a young man, never mind. But to really do like the sonnet in the perfect, I don't know, ABBA. No, that's ABBA. Never mind. But to put it all together and make that work requires just a tremendous amount of energy and care. And when you get
and planning.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you get to the point where this not only works as a story, but as an interesting, you know, structural exercise, as kind of like a high level, I'm challenging myself as a, you know, a seasoned creator moment.
Yeah. And it's, I think that I think that works really well, because you do have to work this on another level. You have to work in, what are the tropes of this medium, of manga? What's the trope of these, you know, superhero type? And I wouldn't say superhero, but kind of day in the life / superhero type stuff. How do I work in all of those tropes, but then layer that on top of scientific knowledge and some creative thought that needs to go into it to blend those two together? It's just really, really well done when you think of it, because not only do you have the story, but you have to think of, how do I anthropomorphize this correctly and make it scientifically accurate? So it's well done top to bottom.
Yeah. There's a story there, right? It's like the influenza chapter is some influenza cells or some viruses have taken over the cells in the body. Mm-hmm. But it's really the story of that T cell,
the naive T cell,
which again is something that happens, that, you know, T cells are born and then they have to be activated. But it's about, you know, him being scared of the monsters, even though he's supposed to be a big, strong T cell. And then, you know, finding out that all the other T cells went through it as well.
Yeah.
It's super cute, right? And then he has his Goku moment where he like powers up.
And then not only that, but he
is like, you can do it.
But then he also splits, right? He divides. And so there's like clones of him all coming in going, kill, 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 kill. It's just, it's crazy.
It's so cool. And it's that moment. It's like an over 9,000 Dragon Ball Z moment in a lot of ways, intentionally so, and done in such a way that it's clearly a riff on that, but it's also really satisfying. It's not just, oh, ha, ha, we're making fun of, you know, the tropes of the manga. It's we're taking these, we're putting them in here, and it works as a story, which I'm just so impressed with how well this all comes together.
Yeah. So, Rodrigo, are you familiar of any kind of controversy surrounding this? Because Cells at Work does feel very much like an Osmosis Jones, and Osmosis Jones came out in 2001 and Cells at Work comes out in 2015. Is there any kind of like, oh my gosh, they're just taking that Osmosis Jones idea and ripping it off?
I don't think there's been any sort of like legal challenge, definitely. And you know, it has been a long time since Osmosis Jones and the series Ozzy and Drix.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Oh so, God.
Yeah, so deal with that part of your brain that's just been activated.
Oh my God. The dendrites are in there going tee.
I don't think so. I think, honestly, it's been so long. And honestly, Osmosis Jones is kind of a cult thing, right? Those of us who were around when it came out are like, ha-ha, Osmosis Jones, I remember that movie. And not much else. And Cells at Work is appealing to a much younger demographic. Mm-hmm. So the two don't really cross over too much. Right.
I mean, personally, I think Cells at Work does a much better job than Osmosis Jones.
I mean, it does. It's trying to accomplish something different, right? Osmosis Jones is a movie, right? They just in one movie, they are going to do this like buddy cop thing, except it takes place in the human body, right? They're not working too hard to do it. Cells at Work is an ongoing story, so they have to create these structures. Mm-hmm. In order for things to continue working later on in the story, they have to be very smart about which processes they focus on. Right. Because if they don't, then later on when they want to go back and do it, you might be like, oh, well, why didn't this happen last time mm-hmm. when they were doing that?
Sorry about
so they, you know, it's a different situation, and it's trying to tell a different story than Osmosis Jones. And I think there's definitely room to tell multiple stories that take place within the human body.
Yeah.
There's also a French animated series from when I was
something.
High school. Yeah.
Once Upon a Time, Your Life.
Well, and, you know, the Fantastic Voyage does it, and the Magic School Bus does it. I want to say there's an episode of Muppet Babies.
Yeah, there's seven episodes of Muppet.
So I
think that the concept is similar, but the only reason that Osmosis Jones does anything with the human body is for gross out joke.
Yeah,
and that's perfectly legit. I mean, gross out humor is a kind of humor, and there's an audience for that. And I feel like that's perfectly fine. I don't know that would be any type of influence on this, except in as much as these days something is always, and I'm as guilty as anything else, something is always, hey, this is like this from when, you know, we were in high school. But I also feel like this is the kind of concept that could just literally pop into your brain and just sort of show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, oh man, this kind of also reminds me of this terrible Bill Murray movie from 2000.
Yeah.
So the original stuff is black and white. The Kodansha version that we're reading, Kodansha does this interesting thing. And I want to say there's one other manga publisher, US manga publisher, that does this as well. But they take the first couple of pages of the comic and they color it. And then the rest of the book is black and white, which kind of gives you an idea of what you're looking at.
Yeah.
I mean, black and white manga, that's pretty traditional, easier to print, cheaper to print, all that stuff. I kind of do want to see this anime now because I want to see this in color. And I don't know what you guys thought of the art, but, you know, black and white art works really well at times. But there are other times where I think that it gets a little messy, and there were bits where I had to reread a panel twice to try to figure out what's going on here.
Yeah, a big part of why manga is in black and white is because the writer is the artist, right? So this is written and drawn by the same person. And if there was coloring, they would have to color it too, right? So there's a lot you can find out there about the stress on like mangakas or whatever.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of them are in black and white because like, do you want this or not? Well, then it's going to be in black and white.
So interesting. You mentioned that, you know, that, the manga industry really chews up people very quickly and does bad things to their body. Cells at Work tries to follow a healthy body. Rodrigo, did you ever read the spinoff series Cells at Work Code Black, where it's the cells are inside of a body where a person isn't taking care of themselves? Like, I don't know if they're on drugs, but it says here in the plot that set in a black environment of a body suffering from unhealthy lifestyle, follows anthropomorphic cells struggling to maintain the body against threats like smoking, excessive alcohol consumption, and STDs.
No, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it is by the same creator, Akane Shimizu. Shimizu. Yeah. And so I didn't know if you had read that or if you were familiar with it.
No, I hadn't. No.
Okay. Interesting.
I'm aware of it, but that's also where I became aware of Cells at Work and why I was leery when you said we were reading this. Because I swore we were going to walk into something where it was going to be, oh, yeah, you're fat and you're awful and you're smoking. And these are the characters who are going to be teaching us a lesson about how, you know, you're morally corrupt because you're overweight and you drink. And I'm so glad we didn't get that.
Well, yeah. I'm not even sure if the black one does that at all.
I don't know if it does. I'm just like, that's the first thing I thought.
Yeah, I hadn't seen anything about it. I'm looking at it now, and I'm, like, a little worried because all the neutrophils have, like, they're ladies, and they have, like, giant racks.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. Clearly going for a different different theming here, yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, they did a gender flip, too. I mean,
yeah, sure.
The white blood cell here is extremely beautiful by manga standards. I mean, if you look at him or it or however you want to describe the white blood cell, he is this beautiful ghostly creature. And sure. You're just like, oh, yeah, he's tall and he's powerful. And, you know, I feel like, yes, it is super sexist that flipping that turns into a really busty girl. But, you know, kind of within the shorthand language of manga, it
seems to be on target.
It makes sense because, you know, if you look at they gender flipped the red blood cell as well for Black, Code Black. And if you look at him on the cover, he's, you know, the geeky long necked goober boy that we know from every series. So you're wondering, is he the little pervert character who's going to be having not to stare at their chests the whole time? So
I don't know. I saw a picture from one of the anime episodes and nope, he's boob red in face. Here's the thing. Bottom line for me is I didn't know what to expect going into this because I thought it was going to be really boring. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that Cells at Work is fantastic. It is a crazy ride, but I think there's good information in there, good storytelling in there, and good art in this first volume. And I'm going to assume that it stays consistent for the rest of the volumes. I don't think that I would say go out and buy this, but if your public library has a good anime section, like our public library has a good anime section, I would definitely say go to the library and grab a copy of this and read it. Probably if you're an adult, take it to a different part of the library so people don't look at you weird. Because the manga is usually in the kids section, which is also very weird and disturbing at times, or the teen section. But I really think people should check this out. I really enjoyed it a lot. I can't say that it's for everybody and that you should buy it, but I really enjoyed it a lot. And I would buy it for me or my kids. And but I think other people might say, let me sample it first. Let me just see if this really is for me. And so in that case, go to your public library and check it out there. Matthew, final thoughts from you.
Putting on the hat that I sometimes wear on our Major Spoilers podcast of amateur comics historian / ideologue, if you're the kind of person who sometimes reads a story and just wants to deconstruct it in your head and break down the storytelling or the art and kind of reverse engineer, how did they do this? You know, why is this effective? Why is this not? Absolutely. Go pick this up. This is a book you will want to look at. And I think you will want to study because there is some absolutely brilliant cartooning in here. There is lovely art and there is just some really, really ingenious stuff going on, not just in the designs or the layouts, but just the whole conceptualization of this. If you're looking for a cool adventure series, definitely I agree with Steven. Check it out, get a copy, and you know, read it, see if it is your jam. But either way, I think it's good. And I think that the only reason that you should say to me, I'm never going to read this, is if you're the guy who says, I can't read manga, I'm never going to read manga, bloody, bloody blue. If that's your decision, that's fine. Everybody else, definitely check this out.
Rodrigo, you brought this to our attention and made us read it this week. Final thoughts from you.
I think if you've listened to this, there's a good chance that this sounds good. It is like good, informative and wholesome entertainment. I think that if you're a person who has had to study biology or enjoys the study of biology for any reason, if you're a doctor or nurse or veterinarian or, you know, have taken any sort of like biology class in college, I think you owe it to yourself to pick up this volume because you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh out loud at the way that these things are sort of structured and presented because it's both completely true and also, as Steven said, definitely bonkers.
It totally is. But thank you, Rodrigo, for bringing this to our attention. And dear listeners, we hope that you are happy that we brought this comic to your attention this week. If you want to pick it up, and if you do want to buy it, there's a link in the show notes for you to buy it through our Amazon affiliate link. A little bit comes back our way, but I think that is where we are going to wrap it up this time. Thank you so much for listening. If you found value on the show, again, we would love for you to join us over on our Patreon page where you can find even more fun, including the Major Spoilers Podcast pre-show, where this week we talk about the best picture nominations for the Academy Awards, and we're going to talk about which one we think is going to be the winner. You can find all of that and more when you join us at patreon.com/majorspoilers. So until next time, when we will be talking about, roll of the dice, general topic. You know what that means. Anything goes. Why? Because we know that you love comics and we do too. And we will talk with you soon.
Fat Dick's Ray Vision of Superman. I could save a few bucks and stand around and read through the covers of the comics on the stand. But although every other page would be backwards, I suppose, I could still read the evens and the odds. Well, I don't know. Guess I haven't thought this all the way through. Plus, as soon as the comic bookstore guy knew, they kicked my butt out on the corner. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. About a way, if I was hulking green or gray, I could just bust through that brick wall, take their comic books away. But then the little meat would deal with all the tanks and bombs and guns. Have you ever tried to read a series with all that going on? Guess I need to rethink this plan. How would I back and board my comics with such huge hands? Guess I already told ya, what a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. If I'm Stark Raven, rich like a man of iron, I might not be surprised if I'm that I might actually have the heart cold to follow an entire storyline. But would I really even need to read up on all those escapades? I mean, who needs such distractions when your sister's such a babe? But the downside is such a beast. Being shot up in a fun, being the Middle East with a king, son, throwing soldier. What a major spoiler. What a major spoiler. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What a major spoiler. Whoa, 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 whoa. What a major spoiler.
This podcast is copyright 2023 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.